Get your pencils out. We're going to finish the psalm. Every time you see the Lord's pronoun or his name, do it in your same color. Why? Why would there be no place that I can go that he's not with me? Why? Why is he concerned that he knows me so well? Stand as we read. Look at the screen. This is why. This is a huge why. When you get in your seats, when it's time to do your marking, I want you to put a star next to the four. Because the four gives the reason. Why would you never be away from me? Why would you know me so well? For he made me. For you created my inmost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. Go. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. How precious also are your thoughts for me, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand.
When I awake, I am still with you.
If only, this is the best part, how to pray when things don't go your way. Listen to this one. If only you would put the wicked to death, God. Okay, when I first started this and studied this, I couldn't believe this was written here. But remember, he knows what you're thinking. So you might as well tell him what you're thinking. How to pray when things don't go your way? Listen. If only you would put the wicked to death, God, leave me, you men of bloodshed. Go.
They speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain.
Don't I hate those who hate you, Lord? Yet I do not loathe those who rise up against you? Look at 22.
I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies.
Now, would you have passed this prayer? I wouldn't have. I would have said, don't tell them that. Keep that quiet, David. You just said you hate your enemies. Oh, Lord, you know me. You know every word before I say it. He wanted me. He wanted you to hear what it sounds like to talk to somebody that knows you so intimately. He didn't hide one thing. Search me, God, and know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts. Go. Have a seat, get your pencils out, get ready to mark. All pronouns, all words for God in the same color that you've been doing. Why, oh why, would there be no place I can escape from God? East, west, he knows my thoughts. My lying down, my sitting. Why? Four. Put a star right next to four. Did you do that already? If you did, you're a star's pupil. Do you hear that? Star pupil. For you created my inmost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious are your thoughts for me, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I am awake, I am still with thee, you. If only you would put the wicked to death, God. Leave me, you men of bloodshed, for they speak against you wickedly, for your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord? You, Lord? You see, it's back to Lord. And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. Search me, God. Know my heart. Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any hurtful way in me and lead me in the way, in the everlasting way. Get your pens out. Check every time me, my, and I. For you created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My soul, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and your book were in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious are your thoughts for me? I love that one so much. God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked in death, God. Leave me, you men of bloodshed, for they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those? I hate those who hate you, Lord. Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. This is the hardest part of the psalm. Take your pencils and put a box around 23 and 24. This is how he finishes. Same word. Search me, God. Know my heart. Put me to the test. And know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. He made me. I want you to see how many words, how much he wants you to know, how much he was involved in the making of you and me and David. For you created my inmost parts. That's my inner part. Some scholars think that means kidney, hearts, inside. My makeup, my emotions. He's involved. He was created all of the inner parts of me. You wove me in my mother's womb. Actually, the idea is like you embroidered. The lady that was back there that has her Etsy, she had an embroidery thing here. And that's the actual word here, the weaving. He weaved or wove or embroidered. Beware in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you. That means my bones, my life. That was his design. My brother Billy would say to me, my nickname would be Joe's. He said, Joe's, are you smuggling chestnuts in your knees? I lived with that. That's God's doing. That's how close, how much. How detailed. Not only the inner part, and while you were in your mother's womb, your bone structure was not hidden from you when I was made in secret. Nobody could see that. And skillfully formed in the depths of the earth, the womb, probably that's what that means. Your eyes have seen my formless substance in my embryonic stage. Embryo. Imagine this, the details here. And in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts for me, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. It makes sense to me because I'm a mother of five children. I did not create them. And I have 15 and more coming of grandchildren. They never leave my mind. Judith is with me today. You saw her. She's a medical device educator that travels all around the world. She's not a baby. We talk all the time while she's away because I'm worried. I only carried her. And sometimes she gets sleepy and I'll say to her on the phone, sing, Judith, sing. That's true. Roll the windows down, Judith. Roll the windows down. I said, what is going on with you? Why can't you just let her be old and go travel and do her thing? I carried her. See what he's saying? He's not saying I carried her. Every bone, every inner being, I made that. That's why I'm with her. That's what I want you to know. Why I know her. Jessica's in North Carolina. I talk to her often. How are the boys doing? Do you realize how far North Carolina is from Pennsylvania? I hate it. Jess, how are the boys? How's Derek doing? That's her husband. How's Maddie feeling? Why? I carried her. I can remember when Joanna was born, and I have Faithy with us today. Faithy is next to Judith, and she's my granddaughter of Joanna from Jersey to come to this conference. It is such a gift. But I can remember it, when the time when little Joanna was born, they handed to me, and she was my very first of the five. I didn't say, oh, I wonder what she looks like. And so I took that blanket. I don't know what you did. They brought Joanna to me, and I unwrapped everything. I looked at every part. I went, oh, she has beautiful lips. Her little piggies are so cute. Why? I carried her. I didn't create her. Josh, my only boy. My only boy. He's old. He lives on the street with seven kids. I see him and talk to him, and I say every day, how's the business going? How's your schedule, honey? Don't you think you need more rest? He's old. I carried him. Of course I'm interested in him. I don't know him as well as the Lord knows him, but I do know him. And I can tell. And he shows me a cut on his finger. What do I go? Oh, boy, you're old. I give me that cut. Let me look at that cut. Seriously. Jeannie. I think I've said all of them, but Jeannie. She had a heart attack at 40. Only God spared her. Do you know? I talk to her every day. Why? I'm in love with her. I care about her. This is what he's saying about you. When you lie down, when you get up, before you speak, I know it all. I've investigated you. My hand is on you. It's not a place. I encircle you. My right hand holds you. I lead you. Why? For you created me in my innermost parts. I want to go down to all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are your thoughts for me, God. He changes it to God. God created the heavens and the earth, and God created my days. He created your days, and he created Bill Arp's days. This has been a comfort to me, that when Bill Arp died on our anniversary of 51 years, this was not a surprise. It was already ordained, and it was perfect. Was it sad? It was horribly sad. It's still very sad. But my God, your God, Jehovah, who is intimately involved in our lives and intimately involved in Bill Arp's life, the day he took him was not like, oh, I wonder if I could have done something more for him. I'm very serious about this. All the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not even one of them. In other words, every day is marked out ahead. Because he has created us. That's a comfort. Is death horrible? Yes. Is it final for here? Yes. Is it forever? No. And Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And you will live forever, Bill Arp and Joanna Arp, and you that are sitting here, if you come to him and say, please save me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Now look at this last one in this section. I'm from Ocean City, New Jersey. Has anybody been to Ocean City, New Jersey? What's on the beach? This verse is for me. My mother was a fanatic. We were raised at the beach, on the shore, and we went to the beach, and when we got almost ready to get off the beach, my mother had a plan. We had a bucket of water. Now, this sounds crazy, but it was effective. She had four children, and if we got off the beach, we had buckets of water so that when we got off the beach, guess what we did? We stuck our feet in the sand, in the water, so that some of the sand would get off. Now, when we got home, which we were like five blocks from the beach at this particular that I'm telling you about, we had an outside shower. Do you know why? Sand is a pain in the neck. And my mother was a fanatic. She did not want sand fleas. Judith and Faithy can attest to this. We were fanatics about the sand because there's lots of it. Look what he says about sand. How precious are your thoughts for me? Take your color and circle for me, God. How vast is the sum of them? He's making a comparison. Were I to count your thoughts, them, they, your thoughts would outnumber what? The sand. Turn to your neighbor. Have you ever tried to count the sand? What is he saying? Tell your neighbor, what's he saying about his thoughts? I mirror that with my kids. I'm very serious. They range from 52 down to 40-something. 40, I forget the last one. I think it's 40. Isn't that crazy? 43. Every day. At my age, I'm thinking, and thinking, and thinking, and thinking. Are they well? Are they getting along? Is their husband and their wife treating them like I would treat them? Correct? Aren't you like that as mothers? Turn to your neighbor. How much thinking do you have about your kids? Okay, you can stop. Jeannie, this shows you how my thinking goes. Jeannie had the heart attack 2 years ago due to a hormonal surge that ripped her arteries. She didn't have basically a heart attack, but Judith was involved in it. The Lord allowed Jeannie to be shocked 11 times. I met the EMT. We gave him love and kindness and food and said, thank you so much. Why did you shock her 11 times? Because every time we shocked her, she came back to life. She has 4 stents in her heart, a little baby, and she is doing fine. But let me tell you, I have post-traumatic syndrome. She does too, but I do. The other day, Judith was on the phone, and she was talking to her sister Jeannie, and Judith sort of hesitated, and it seemed like something wasn't quite right. I really showed my colors. I said, Judith, is she all right? Just like that, didn't I, Jude? Yeah. Why? My thoughts about Jeannie are more, not more than the sand, but there are a lot. Step back. Look at your circle. Look at your circle in your paper. What is it that you can't fix? Take this as a comfort. He's thinking about you too. More than you ever could understand. I am so grateful for this psalm because it's so personal, so right. Now look at the last part of this section. He made me. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the sand. And this phrase is amazingly odd. Was he sleeping as he was trying to count? I don't know. What was he doing in this psalm? I don't know. But I know the meaning of this last phrase. When I'm awake, take your color. I'm still with you. When I lie down, I'm with you. When I awake, I'm with you. That's really what he's saying. What is this confirmation? There's never a time he's not thinking about me. There's never a time that he's not concerned about me. There's never a time that he doesn't know my thoughts. There's never a time he is not involved in my life and he knows me so intimately. More than a husband knows a wife, he knows me. He's investigated you, me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I awake, I am still with you, Jehovah. Now, how to pray. Oops. How to pray when things don't go your way. He hears me. This is the 4th section of this psalm. He hears me enough to record this for you and for me. He heard David's words. And he said, put it in the psalm for Joanna. She's going to need this. Put it in there for her. He didn't subtract it. I know he wanted me to hear this horrible prayer. It is such a comfort to me to teach this part of the prayer. Now, David is upset about God's enemies treating him poorly. I get that. What was his response? Oh, I'm so happy. God, you're in control. He does not say that. Turn to your neighbor. What does he say in this prayer? Say a few things. First prayer request. Put it in your own words. Start with a K. Kill him. That's really what he's saying here. Does that sound right? God is watching. He's with. He knows. He's searched. He's investigated. And he hears us. That's what this is saying. What is it in your life? What is it in my life that I cannot take? Is there anything in your life that you feel so overwhelmed that you can't take it? And it's so upsetting because it's people related. It's usually people related, isn't it? Disappointed, hurt, they're rotten to you. They misunderstand you, whatever it is. And in David's case, they were God's enemies, and so they were his enemies. And how did he feel? Kill them. Can you imagine this? It's because God can take it. Don't talk like this to your neighbor. Seriously, this is a prayer to God and God alone. How are you to treat your enemies? You're to bless those that curse you. But he's talking to God, who made you, who knows what you think. He knows what you're going to say. He's let him say this for me to read it. When you go to pray, how to pray when things don't go your way, don't dress it up. He already knows. Enjoy your Father, who made you. He has more thoughts about you than the sand of the sea, if you were going to count it. He made your emotional being. I wish that he had just made me with a little less emotion. Seriously, it gets me into trouble all the time. So therefore, he's saying, he hears me. He hears me. Let's take it apart for a little bit. If only you would put the wicked to death, God. And I think it's interesting he calls him God here, because God made the universe. God put the world into existence. God's the supreme person involved with making the earth. God, I wish you'd put him to death, God. Can you imagine this? And God doesn't say, erase that prayer. He did not erase it. He wanted Joanna to read it. He wanted you to read it. And David was free to write it. He didn't know, David didn't know he would help us. How do you pray? You tell it like it is. Why do you pray like this? Why is this the way it is? Because he made you. He knows you. He's with you. And now he turns and addresses the wicked. Leave me, you men of bloodshed. That's what kind of men they are. What's men of bloodshed? Turn to your neighbor. What's that mean? What kind of men were they? Give it an M word. Murderers. Do you believe this? So he's turning to them. It's like he talks to God, then he turns. Have you ever done this? I've done this many times. When you talk to the Lord, then you get busy with your thoughts, and then you think out loud, and you say what he said. This is what he's doing. Leave me, you wretch and bloodshed men. Why? For they speak against you, God, wickedly. I have a right, don't I, to tell you this? I'm sorry for you, God. They speak against you. That's okay. They speak against you wickedly. And your enemies take your name in vain. They could care less about you, God. I hate them. I hate them with a perfect hatred. Look at this next one. And then he's innocent. And he says, don't you know I hate them? Well, of course I know you hate them. I know before a word's on your tongue. Do you see how that fits? Don't I? Do not I hate those who hate you, Lord? You, the covenant-keeping, loyal, loving God that picked Israel to be your very own, that said you won't leave, you won't forsake. You, the one that made us. He's really speaking to Jehovah here again. And don't I loathe those? And loathe is another word for hatred. Who rise up against you. And look how much he hates them. Turn to your neighbor. What kind of hatred is it? 5 cents worth? Turn to your neighbor. What is he saying about that hatred? I have a pile of hatred. That's what he's saying. I hate them with utmost hatred. They take your name in vain. I hate them. They're my enemies. They're men of bloodshed. I hate them. He heard him. He recorded it. What do we do with that? Now, the last part is the hardest. If you don't want to read this, and go away saying anything you want without this last part. Can I just say something to you? For me as your speaker, this is difficult, to be this honest with the Lord. Sure, it's easy to tell your thoughts and your hatred and your feelings, but David doesn't finish there. Oops. Last point. He leads me. He leads me. And listen to how he finishes. And out to the margin, to the left, I want you to write this word or two. Surrender. To the left. He has told the situation. The enemies are after God. His reputation. They're David's enemies. He expresses his response to them. He hates them with utmost hatred. He's spoken it to the Lord, but he doesn't finish there. He finishes with himself. Submission, surrender. Those two words should go out to the left before we take this apart. I want you to take your pen or your pencil. And you see the very first word in He Leads Me in verse 23. You see that word? It starts with an S. What is the word? Search. Do you remember all the way back up in 1 what search meant? Investigate. Now, take your pen and put a line from the search in 23 and connect it back up to verse 1. The very same word. And what he is saying, and let me tell you, as a Christian, that God knows everything. He knows whether you're going to surrender or not, and whether you mean it or not. David has written this for me, for you. When you get your thoughts out, and you dump in front of the Lord, and you pray in front of the Lord, don't forget to follow this pattern. Say to the Lord, it's my turn for you to search me. Look inside of me, Father. Investigate me right now. This is the hardest part. Because when we leave here, I want you to stay on this for a while before we leave. Lord, look inside me and look at the next word. And what does that word say? And know, take your pen again. Take it all the way back up to 1 and 2. Same word. Same word. Do you see the surrender here? Do you see the submission? Intimately be involved with me right now. I'm coming to you, the one that knows all of my thoughts. I'm always with you. You made me. You know me. You heard me yell and cry and scream about how much I hated the enemy. But that, I can't stop there, Father. I can't stay there, Father. I have to let you look inside of me. Go ahead. Let me tell you, that's painful. Look, I give you permission. I welcome you investigating me. I welcome your intimacy in me. We hear very little about repentance. This is it here. Repentance means you come to God and you say, I'm going to go your way and not my way. That's what it means, to turn completely from how you've been to coming and obeying God. And this is what he's saying here. Look at the next one. Put me to the test. Go ahead. Am I okay in front of you? Have I sinned against you? Put me to the test. Look inside. And know my anxious thoughts. And really, anxious thoughts is really what it means there. Be intimately involved with my anxious thoughts about the enemy. Really. And see. Look, Father. Look in there. Look inside of me. I've just told you I hate the enemy. I hate them with the utmost hatred. It's wonderful that I could tell you that, but I can't stay there, God. Is there something in me? See if there's any what? Hurtful or wicked way in me. Look and see. Have I done something wrong as I've prayed to you about the wicked? Surrender. Hardest thing you will do. But it's the best. It's the most freeing. We confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you know if you read Colossians, you would know your debt is already canceled. You have no sin debt, but you need to do what David has done. I need to do this. It's very painful. I had to do this before I came to you. Lord, what's in me? And now look. See if there's anything in me that's hurtful. And now the last one. Lead me. Go ahead. Take me where you want me. Take me where you want me. Why is that so wonderful? Because he's with you anyway. His thoughts to you are more than the sand of the sea. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. You're not going to perish because God so loved you. I have a little exercise for you to do today so that you can remember this psalm. I want you to put your hand on the scripture and trace your hand with your pencil, not your color. This is a psalm about you. And you know, on the other side, there's more room if you want. If you look on the back side of your scripture, you haven't written on it. You can put your hand and trace your hand. Go ahead. When you have traced your hand, give me a wink. I know you've done it. Some of you are still drawing. I want you to take this with you. I don't care if it's your right hand or your left. Are you ready? Now, before you write on your hand, I want you to role play with me, okay? You're going to always take your hand with you. You're always going to have trouble in your life. Did you know that? You're always going to wish things would be fixed. You know that things are going to disappoint you the rest of your life, but you know what? This is what you want to remember because you take your hand with you. You do take your hand with you. Most of you will, anyway. Thumb. On your thumb, I want you to write, he knows me. And I want you, after you write, knows me, grasp your thumb and hold it. He knows me. Go ahead and do it. Put knows me on your thumb. Hold your thumb. Turn to your neighbor. When you can't fix things, first thing you want to do is look down at your thumb. What is that? What is that a reminder of? Go ahead, tell your neighbor. All right, let's go to the second finger. Second finger. What's the second finger? With. He's with me. Hold you. Write the word with on your pointer, or whichever. If you chose to go pinky first, it doesn't matter. With. Just with. He's with. With means there's never a time. There's never a place. East, west, dark, light, up, down, laying, moving, wherever you are, with. He's with. And this is my favorite one, the middle one. Why, oh, why, oh, why? He made us. Made. Just put word made. It's your middle finger. Made. When I brought those babies home from the hospital, they had me. Sometimes I'm sure they wish they didn't. But there's never a time I'm not thinking about them because I only carried them. But you see what God is saying here through David. I knit you together in your mother's womb. I even made your bone structure. When you were in the womb, in the embryo, I made you. That's why I'm with you. That's why I know you so well. Fourth. Oh, God, would you get rid of whoever it is? That's what he's thrilled. That's what he's saying. And he hears you. That's your pointer. Well, excuse me, it's your ring finger. Your ring finger. Are you ready? He hears you speak. There's not even one thought that goes through your mind that he doesn't know it altogether. And last, the baby finger. You're never alone, and the whole time, you should be surrendering. Oh, God, lead me. Take me where you want me to go. Is there something wrong in me that I need to take care of with you? I confess it. I repent. I turn from it. I turn to you. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Do the exercise with your... with me. You ready? Hold your... I think you've done the writing, and now we are going to do the exercise. How to pray when things don't go your way. His priceless presence is what carries you. He knows me. Hold your thumb. He's with me. Hold your pointer. He made me. He hears me. And he leads me. On the blank side of your paper, tell the Lord something as a result of studying this psalm. You have this for about 2 minutes. You write it. Tell the Lord something you want to remember from this psalm. Or that you want to say thank you to him for. You take the time now and write it. You have another minute. Take your time to finish what you're writing. Time is almost up. I'm watching the clock. Put your pencils down, close your Bibles, and stand. Please. I want you to hear the word of the Lord as you leave. Hear the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Just listen as I read. As you leave here, this is what should go in your head and your internal being. It's the word of the Lord that changes us. This is our anchor for our soul. Listen. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. He murdered his son, gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, Jesus, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those God has chosen? I think this is a worldwide response. It's God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ Jesus who died. You condemn yourself sometimes, don't you not? It's Christ Jesus who died. More than that, who was raised to life. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. More than that, who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God. Where is Jesus? What's he doing? He's interceding for us. And when you're standing there surrendering to him and say, I welcome you to test me, search me, see something's inside of me. Jesus is praying for you. Praying for me. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Shall trouble in your circles? Hardship? Persecution? Famine? Nakedness? Danger or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through him who loved us, who's with us, made us, knows us, created us, hears us, leads us, loves us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, demons, neither the present, that's that right now, future, nor any powers, either height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, Christ Jesus. Blessed be his name. Will you pray with me as we close? Blessed be your name, Father, that nothing can take away your love for us. Because it's in the person of Jesus who raised from the dead, who is sitting at the right hand of the Father, praying for us right now. Oh God, search me and know my heart. What's in there that's hurtful and wicked? And lead me, lead us. We pray in the blessed name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen and amen.